Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go.
Hey, everybody. Yay. Thanksgiving week, huh?
Almost. Monday.
Can't wait for that float to come down.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about Yamanika.
Whoa. Already. Off we go. Oh, should happen on Black Friday. Anybody? Hello?
Yeah, why is it got to be black? For real. Black ice, I get, but Black Friday? Why is it got to be Black Friday?
I don't know why they call it Black Friday.
I'm going to tweet that, but then all these you-know-whats would go at me and go, what's that the fuck? What's that supposed to mean?
I'm savvy,
like,
shoppers.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just want to know why it's Black Friday. Because
stores, they always do something. They're like, plasma TVs are like $40 if you get there at 3 in the morning.
And then all the blacks show up.
Generally speaking, I think it's white trash. I think Black Fridays are kind of a white trash. Depends where you are.
Of course it is.
Tell you what, if you want to feel like a male...
Because you know why? Because you got to get up early. You got to get up early on Black Friday. You know black people don't like that.
If you want to feel like a male model, I was at a Walmart on Easter Sunday in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, a couple of years ago. And I walked around there. I'm like, I am a Greek god. It was really... Just a real
Walmart.
Yeah. Like people are just like, what? They're like buying like, because all the Easter candy goes on sale. So people are like buying like these shitty baskets and,
right.
You know, the hollow chocolate. Don't do hollow chocolate. Just make it solid.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, now we're on to something.
Yeah.
Oh, but I was in San Antonio, Texas at a Walmart one time, and it was just a big fat family. Like we're all in line together, and they're all eating.
Yep.
You know, and the kids were like eating candy, and the parents were eating like it's like popcorn. I was like, and they're just fat and disgusting. I was like, what these kids have no chance. I was gonna actually steal them away from their parents.
Raina Woodchipper.
Fat and disgusting.
Hey,
no, these kids have no chance.
Welcome.
Fat and disgusting, and from Texas.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Right on cue.
Hold on. No kidding. Why, you're like,
all right.
Throwing a smoke bomb came in with that one. What are you wearing? It's like,
how is everybody?
Are you wearing any pads or something?
No, it's like a hockey jersey sweatshirt.
Cool. What team do you
simulate that you're athletic? You like to simulate that?
The Winnipeg.
Good crowd.
Yeah. Winnipeg Jets? That's a hockey team?
Yeah.
Are they like a, do they play
NHL?
Like, okay, all right.
NHL.
Why, big time.
Why the Jets,
though? Sarah, you're from Canada, right?
Sarah, is that girl that likes our show?
Sarah Klassen.
Hey, hi, Sarah.
How's it going?
Good, nice to kind of meet you. What's going on?
And her friend. Is that your girlfriend or just a friend?
You know, you guys don't scissor?
No, I don't go that way.
Ah, well, that makes two of us. How you doing, Big A? See you later, girl. I'll holler at your balls. Well, welcome to America, folks. I was intimating that I also
Winnipeg is not considered a fantastic city, though, right, in Canada? I was there. There's not much
you guys
to
from
it.
Winnipeg?
No, Vancouver.
Oh, well, see?
Yeah,
I just got it on eBay. It's not.
It sells it in. It's Boys Husky.
I like
folks.
Hockey, but.
It's Boys Husky.
Now, Winnipeg is a real small town, right? Even by Canadian standards, right?
Yeah, people from Saskatoon are like, ugh, Winnipegians.
No, I remember I was in Winnipeg, and a guy's like, hey, you want to go an hour north here? You can see a bear. I'm like, I'll just stay at the fucking hotel. Thanks. Yeah. They always want to, like, dare you. You know, this is the windiest.
He's been a big, hairy, gay guy.
One guy goes, this is the windiest intersection in North America. I'm like,
really?
Okay, I'm going back inside.
Hey, who's performing there? Todd Barry?
Why, because he's windy?
He's a windbag. That's stupid.
Oh, you're right. You're on your game today. Todd Barry equals windbag.
Four glasses of Pinot Grigio at a Vietnamese restaurant. I'm ready to do this show. My buddy Matt's birthday.
You got another buddy with a birthday. He's like a fucking high school fat girl.
My birthday was a couple weeks
ago. Had a party.
Birthday.
He had a party. Everybody who has a birthday, he's like, oh, this guy's birthday. Let me talk him into going out with me so I can get drunk before my show.
Yeah, we have lunch. We had to set a nice
What'd
lunch.
What'd you have?
I had Chow Fun.
What was her name?
Cream of some young guy. Anybody over here? No! But, and then he likes...
Heck, I can't wait till you're not here on Wednesday.
I know. I'll be here Wednesday. I'm coming in.
I woke up
for this. How are you going to get here from Wednesday?
I can't wait. I'm right on the...
How are you going to get here?
Midtown Direct. Trigger? Midtown Direct.
You're going to take the bus?
Yeah, I'm taking the train from Chatham, zip into here. I'm going to have lunch with a buddy before the show.
He's going to walk you up here?
And I'm gonna,
another
I
birthday?
I'm 35th Street.
Like another I'm, birthday?
Another birthday.
He's going to drink like it is.
Yeah, the train takes you right here, right?
Yeah, she's right here. Pop you right off at Penn Station.
Penn Station.
Give myself
beautiful,
to a little a hand job maybe on 37th Street. We'll see how the day goes. You know, turn over. Turn over, Brian guy.
That's where I got off. I stopped at the McDonald's on the way.
Did you really go to McDonald's?
Which one?
I don't know, in between 34th and 35th.
You know, 8th Avenue.
Oh, the heroin one?
The heroin one.
Yeah, I just got a coffee.
Yeah, there's probably heroin in there.
There's a syringe in it.
Get a little drowsy. We're not even kidding. It's like everyone knows on heroin. Right? It's right. It's disgusting. They're all junkies hanging outside.
There's a methadone clinic next to it. That's why it's the heroin one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well,
that's convenient.
Well, it's, you know, it's good. I'll have a quarter pounder and a shot at life.
Plus, then you can go sleep it off at Penn Station overnight.
You can buy a Lucy. 35th Street is frozen in time. It's 1993 on this block. I don't know what's going on, but it's like...
I'll say where we're at.
Come on, you can find it. Google it. Go on up.
Man?
Yeah, ninth floor. Come on up. No security.
People, even a terrorist would be like, I'm not waiting for this elevator. I'm
sending out my location right now.
Are you really? Does that mean you're farting?
Elevator. There's always one broken. The middle one was broken forever, and then they finally fixed it. Now the one on the right is broken.
So a guy pressed a button, and two of them came down at exactly the same time, but it took about 5 minutes for them to come down.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
The one that was broken was open, and these Hispanic guys, not there's anything wrong with that, we were a long line of people, and they just, like, walked past all of us to go, and there were, like, two big orange cones, like, right there. They just got on the broken elevator. And the Haitian guy was watching some Creole soap opera on his, like, iPhone or probably Galaxy.
How do you know all this? You're blind.
No, but I see it in the corner of my eyes. I catch it in my peripheral vision. And I'm just standing there turning my eyes. I look like Brundlefly.
Haitian soap opera. It was probably an NBA game.
Yeah.
You can't see anything.
Right. Who stole my coconut? I had three coconut here. Now there are two. What to deal with this?
So the Hispanic guys just walked right on the
broken elevator.
They don't give a fuck. You see what they're doing with their caravan? They're like, we don't give a fuck.
They were like working.
Just keep going from one country to the other. We don't care if there's a wall.
Yeah, they were.
I'm so horny. I might go down looking for a fucking some side snatch.
You horny?
No, because they're desperate.
Yeah. Well, Sarah's.
It's not that he's horny. It's that they're desperate.
You throw a rope. Throw a rope over the wall. Did they build a wall yet?
No.
I'm gonna go down and be like, where's the wall?
Right. I'm horny. Somebody suck my dick. Until this wall is built, I'm getting my...
Build the wall so I can put in a glory hole.
That's right.
Yeah. Even the gays are like, where are we going to put this glory? They let them work with the architecture.
I think glory holes are even a thing. I've been to gay bars that have back rooms. I've been downstairs in gay bars where I've watched people have sex and stuff, but like I've never seen like a glory hole.
There's a glory hole.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where? I'm like asking for a friend.
In the bathroom. Like between
They have them.
What are you saying?
There's a bathroom separating stalls.
Talking to the mic.
I don't know where they are.
Talking to the mic. What do you know about glory? Sarah's a lesbian from Canada. What do you know about glory holes in New York?
They're not the same with women. I've never seen.
No, but do you have to? Is there an underground railroad? This website where you guys discuss things?
Harriet Cuntman.
Like a Reddit.
No, there was a dating site called, I believe it's still around, superdyke.com.
Oh, awesome.
The only one I ever saw.
The only kryptonite is a penis. Thank you. Anybody?
It was called Tam Hortons.
There you go. Oh, like tampon. He's all right, folks. Look at him.
I was actually thinking Tammy, but that's not bad.
Tammy what?
I don't know what's going on today.
Yeah, my friend was just in the Maldives. I had lunch with her, and she was telling me these manta rays. They're like 11 feet wide. And she goes, you know, they usually never come up to me. They kept coming up to me. I said, yeah, were you on your period? I don't know, maybe manta rays like pussy juice. Sorry.
Say it loud at the restaurant?
I had screamed it. They're all Vietnamese in there anyway. What do they know? Like yellow bastards.
They're just happy to be here.
Yeah, exactly.
You hear choppers.
Yeah, pussy blood. Charlie's in the trees.
Get out of here.
Let's go, right? Oh, anyway. So
this is fun.
This is a good time, Bob. Thanks for making your time out of your day to come
No problem.
On the show.
My girlfriend just left town.
Oh, nice.
She was here. You didn't get to meet her, Kevin.
I've met her before.
You banned from the cellar?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I've met her before.
Because I was up there last... We went up there.
You were doing spots, probably. I'm
I did a spot last night.
Yeah, why not? Of course you did.
Is Louie there? I heard Louie was there.
Was. He's been going after me a couple of times.
Oh.
I guess he's killing. That's why I heard he's killing.
He's having a difficult time.
Is he really?
Well, I mean, he's
is going, he getting laughs?
He's going after me. No, no, no. He's doing. Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he's working on new stuff.
Right.
Yeah. He's working on some...
I know you folks think I'm a real jerk off, but give me a minute. Anybody ever take an airplane ride these days? People don't wear their shoes.
No, people. I think people want him to say something like that, but he doesn't really. He doesn't acknowledge that doesn't, he.
That he's.
He just says he's. He just says something like he's had a bad year.
Yeah.
But he never really. He doesn't really.
But then he talks about like observational stuff. And then the crowd's like,
"Don't you hate when you come in front of people that work for you, and then I mean, you get kicked out of show business?"
He gets a huge ovation when they announce his name.
Yeah, sure.
They're happy to see him because they just saw you, so of course they're thrilled to see
him.
A few like, oh, who's that fat guy from Houston?
I wonder if like O.J. Simpson walked out and was like, "I'm just trying to some new material." Like,
the people are star fuckers.
Yeah.
So I thought he was in Hollywood.
Who's he?
Cumia.
You're breaking the fourth wall here. So, yeah, Anthony sounds like...
He's on the ninth floor on the street on 8th Avenue or wherever we are.
I think he was trying to go to Hollywood, but he got stuck in that elevator. So he's just like, you know what? I'm staying.
He going to Hollywood to promote his book?
That's next week.
Thank you. Thank you for... Who would...
Oh, that's next week. Right. I'm fucking way off.
I know. Look at Big A. What a star fucker. Just walks right out. He's just like, see you later. Bye.
No, I think if... I think if
those podcasts here...
I think if O.J. Simpson got introduced at the Comedy Cellar, people would clap. Because in that little room, they get all excited. They're so that close to a celebrity.
It's anybody.
Yeah, anybody. Aziz.
Aziz kind of escaped it, though. He sort of dodged that bullet.
So they're happy to see Aziz, but Aziz is creepy. I mean, I'm sure I just got banned for another 2 weeks, but...
I know.
I mean, seriously.
And then who's the other guy? The guy that was hosting that the show about The Walking Dead after Chris Hardwick. He kind of dodged.
He's going to have a problem though. I think he had a lot of gigs, and now he's soiled.
But he's still doing the walking after the Talking
Dead.
Yeah, but
he's been touched. He's been touched.
Who hasn't been? That uncle of mine. He got everywhere. So Vancouver, is there a big gay scene there?
Yep.
For girls and stuff. Like, is it fun to? Are you single or you have a partner or?
A single.
All right. You dating or?
No.
No? Is it just too much? You're like.
Women are nuts, right? Aren't women nuts?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, it's my wife's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Brennan.
Can we put a picture up? I put her up a picture of my.
Actually, Kevin Facebook. Took her name.
All right. Cool. Mrs. Kulo?
That's cool. That's cool.
By the way, you really did a really I thought you did a really douchey thing on Facebook where you like you put a picture of the two of you and you wish her happy birthday on Facebook.
That was a nice picture.
I think it's pretty corny, but it's
nobody thought it was.
But it was a good picture.
Nobody thought it was Kevin.
Yeah, your hair is so much darker.
It really wasn't, man.
It could be my CCTV.
First
or something.
Of all, it was like fucking 13 years ago,
see
motherfucker.
His headshot up at the cellar.
Yeah, it's more of a daguerreotype. For those of you who are...
I don't know what daguerreotype means.
It's an ancient form of photography.
Did you guys get my picture? It's on my Facebook. Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Are we pulling a picture of Mrs. Brennan? She's 48 or 49?
I don't know. Don't really. It's not really your business.
Well, you're
she's
bringing
not 48
up
or 49. She's younger than that.
47?
What is it? A game show?
48.
Yeah.
The Price is Right? Relax.
She's 47.
Well, it's like the showcase. If you go over, you don't get the showcase.
Right. You go a dollar over, you're fucked.
Let's play Plinko. Four things you take
like to spin the wheel.
Right. Four things you take in a picnic.
You know, it's funny. He's
a joke like
Drew
Carey's. Like Drew Carey?
Drew Carey's starting to. Drew Carey's starting to look like Bob Barker. I swear to God, if you hold that skinny microphone, you start to look like Bob Barker.
Have you ever actually met him?
Yeah.
He is so tiny.
Who, Drew Carey?
Yeah, last time I met him when he was like probably at the peak of his weight loss. I mean, I think he's gained a little back.
Yeah.
But he was like.
Tiny.
I couldn't believe how small he was. Short and...
He's a tiny little man.
It is the picture.
It was comparable to
me. It doesn't look great on the screen.
Me standing next to Drew Carey was
like I'm wearing makeup, which I wasn't.
That waitress.
Anyway, it's not even a good picture on the... It looks better on your phone.
Happy birthday. I love you.
It looks like you have a really long fucked up tie.
Yeah.
Because your tie matches whatever the middle part of your...
That was like that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire like line.
Whatever the middle part of your vest is.
Middle vest.
What?
I don't know. So what's going on with the... What are you going to do for her tonight? You going to take her out?
Eat her culo?
Yeah.
Hello.
Watch out. The shit pipe going to be cleaner than the fucking... I don't even know what because I can't think of nothing.
I'm assuming it's going to be a little spicy.
Yeah.
Why?
Make a big turd for you, Kevin. Eat it.
You tell me.
That's right.
I don't even follow my own show today. I hope the people driving are getting it, because I'm not.
Nobody's listening to this in their car.
Drive a truck of saliva up my ass.
What?
Drive a truck of saliva up my ass. So you can suck it out again.
I don't get it.
You're going to be eating Scarface's ass.
Yes, Kevin. 47 years strong. Up the bar, stay to me. I don't have titties. I got to be culo, and you're going to eat it later. Happy birthday. Go to Applebee's and get a free dessert. Or, I think, appetizer.
I missed out on all the free... Well, no, I got free coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Did you show me your ID?
No.
Tell me it's your birthday?
What do you mean? What do you mean? You just tell them it's your birthday?
I have the app. I'm in their system.
Oh, wow. Wow. Look at you.
So you got to get the app. And then they know.
Yeah, you sign up for the app. Yeah, you put your birthday
in there. I say everybody with the app. Who do you got to know to get the app?
No, you don't have to know anybody. It doesn't cost anything.
It was a joke, but what does the app do for you?
Every time you buy something, you get 2 points every time you spend a dollar. And then when you get to 200 points, you get a free any size coffee.
You spend like $5,000?
No, here's the thing.
I'm not good at math. I'm
like on Wednesday. Yeah, technically you have to spend $100.
You get a free soda?
But here's the thing.
Go ahead.
There's a catch?
On Wednesdays, if you use the app and order it to like just to where you order it on the app, and then you go there and it's ready and you pick it up, you get twice as many points for your order.
On Wednesday?
Oh, they want you to pre-order it.
You can on Wednesday.
You still got to wait in line behind all the other...
Nope. On Wednesday, there's an area.
Oh, it's only on Wednesday.
No, you can do that every day, but on Wednesday you get double points.
Oh, it's like Follow Friday on Twitter?
On some days, it'll pop up in the app where it'll say like, if you do three, it's called on the go when you use the app to order something and then you just pick it up.
I'm trying to stay awake.
Right.
This is
very interesting.
I've never hated my life more
than
right now.
And if you do there'll be some days where like if you order.
Thank God I had some coffee.
If you have three orders like till Saturday, you'll get like a bonus. Order three times and you get like a bonus 75 points. So literally, I end up getting getting a free coffee every.
Go ahead.
Every once a year.
About once every other week.
Well, you sound like you need a PhD to figure all this out.
Right?
No, it's not that different. No, it's all there. I'm just reading to you all the stuff that you would read yourself.
I feel like I'm just going to Wednesday. I just go coffee, free coffee. I got a phone. I get free coffee now. Sri Lankan lady.
I hate when I go to Starbucks and. Yeah. And they ask for my name. I go, why you got to know my name? What's next? My social security number? Who the fuck are you?
Holy shit.
My mother's maiden name.
That's every comic in
LA.
That's
a good bit. You're
running that? Then I go, and then she every comic in LA.
They said, Kevin, look what they wrote on my cup. They wrote it. Tweez. They spelled it Steve.
I don't know. There's a...
Who spells Kevin with a C?
Right. Hey, we all know who. Am I right, guys? Right? Shout out Canada. Am I right? Je me souviens. That's what we say in Quebec. Kind of other side.
You guys like the your leader. He's
speak
sexy,
French?
Right? He's a real cuck, though, right?
What, Trudeau?
I like him.
Yeah, he's hot. He's a very good-looking guy. Plus, he wrote Doonesbury.
I think he's gay, right?
He didn't have
his wife's older. That's a red flag.
Is that name or something?
Yeah. Or as we say it in downtown, that's a red flag, huh?
I think she's younger.
She is? Oh, I got him mixed up with the guy from France, Macron. Oh.
That guy's wife's really young.
Yeah, that guy's definitely gay. Because if you marry older, then you're gay.
Yeah,
Jimmy Fallon,
yeah.
Et cetera. Hugh Jackman married like
Hugh Jackman's a fact. Okay,
he absolutely 1,000,000% is.
2 week ban from seeing Greatest Show on Earth.
Right. I'm Wolverine.
But he's in another movie. He's in a movie now where he's like a politician or something.
Gary Hart.
Oh, he's Gary Hart?
Yeah.
Okay, back off. You act like he was just our guest last week. Gary Hart, remember? Yeah. We were plugging his movie.
We gave him a gift basket.
Gary Hart hasn't been in the news since 1988 and Dennis Miller.
He's a brilliant guy, apparently.
Is he? Yeah, he knows how to take a picture with a blonde on his lap when he's on a boat. How dumb he got to be? Yeah, take a picture. What could go? Is he before iPhone? So somebody was standing there with a camera.
He smiled.
Somebody snuck up on him. He's like, hey, maybe this is bad optic leak.
What was the name? Hey, Garrett, what was the name of Gary Hart, the boat? Do you know that it's
the Starfucker or the
Gone Fishing or Snatch Pussy or something?
Yeah, Dirty Hole.
It was called Snatch and Pussy.
Called Gone Fishing or Snatch and Pussy.
We're
fishing for jokes.
Hey, you got your hook in this show, you guys. God. No, it's called like strictly Monkey
Easy,
Business.
Monkey Business.
Something like that, right?
Easy Pussy. Money, or is that Ronnie Dangerfield?
Smell My Fingers,
movie?
Something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Billy Joel song.
Yeah. Right. Hold Me Closer, Smell My Fingers. But no, I think. Garrett, is he up there? No, I can't even see. It's fucking
Garrett quit. This show's so bad. He quit.
There's nobody in that room.
Is it called Monkey Business?
He's in Big A's. Like, I'd rather go hang out on the street.
Strictly.
I'd rather go wait for an elevator.
Strictly.
Hey, were all those people in the elevator going at Bill Schultz's show today?
No, they were Star Talk, a rental show.
Oh, who is it? Who?
It's, Neil deGrasse Tyson. He does Star Talk Radio. This is Star Talk Sports.
Where he actually talks about stars.
Who was the comic it was
so
there?
So it was Chuck Nice.
Oh, Chuck Nice.
And of course Chuck Nice.
Gary, who was a soccer player in England.
Oh, hello.
Gary Clark?
I don't believe so.
No.
Where was Neil deGrasse? He went out the other door?
This is like a spinoff of Star Talk.
Oh, like Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah. Right.
Like Al, the Chinese guy, the Japanese. Oh, you pulled something up. I saw like something happened.
The screen just exploded.
Okay, Monkey Business. I'm still on this Gary Hart thing.
Yeah, it's called Monkey Business.
No,
I don't know. All right,
it's the Gary Hart boat
just going
Monkey Business where he got busted.
Yeah, and apparently the woman he got busted with that ended up like smoking crack and stuff. I think that's hot.
Oh, the blonde.
Yeah, she got really like it ruined her life and she started smoking crack. You ever smoke crack, Barry?
Yeah, it's it. What?
Have you ever smoked crack?
No, it's Bob.
What's her name? Something something, right?
I get you with Barry Ribs and Bob Biggerstaff. I always call you Barry Biggerstaff.
He's like the he's like
Barry
the,
Ribs.
Him,
that's another guy.
Yo.
We have a special subset of guests. It's Bob Biggerstaff, comedy Tom Cassidy.
Right.
Barry Ribs.
His name's Comedy Tom Cassidy.
Yeah.
He dresses up like a big wall. He walks around New York.
Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Then we I think I've seen that. Does he make little videos of
Little videos.
Little videos. Look how
seen by little numbers of people.
How dare you disrespect one of our popular guests like that. Ian Finance. Bye everybody.
You gotta get on Dry Bar Comedy. I like Ian.
Dry Bar. Yeah, I saw Greg Warren's thing.
Seen that?
It's pretty funny.
Everything's
Then I watch another
they're inflating the numbers on there.
No, but then I watched another guy, and it was like, the guy was, he didn't have any jokes.
Oh, there's not, Greg's one of the better.
One of the better dry better guys Midwestern guys.
I know Greg
Warren. Probably.
Yeah, he did
Greg
my.
Greg Warren, how do you know Greg Warren?
When I worked for the National Lampoon, he did my show for the Lampoon, so I don't
know. He's a solid citizen, that Greg Warren.
He's a nice guy.
He is.
It's like my cousins who live in Chicago.
Even Keel.
He was just here like a week ago.
What was he doing?
Eating
pussy.
Kathleen Madigan was doing some radio show for Sirius.
Right. Like
Greg makes a lot of money because he does clean comedy, right? He sells it to because they have a clean comedy.
He's got like five things running on satellite, like five CDs.
Yeah, what I'm saying, they have a clean channel, most people can't get on it because they say bad words.
I just put a CD on there.
Right.
They play it on clean and
what's it called, Bob? You want to do a plug?
Come on, Bob.
It's called.
Throw it in there.
Shit.
You don't even know what your own plug is?
Just winging it.
Just winging it for real, and then you're eating wings?
There's chicken wings. There's chicken wings, like, floating around on
nothing
the cover.
Foul on this comedy special.
It's just a clean CD I made to sell at clean shows.
Yeah, so you just make it clean. You don't even have to, it doesn't have to be even good, right? Just clean.
Right. Theoretically, yes, yeah.
No, you do it, you get it, you do it in front of a good crowd on a Saturday night first show. You make it, and then you're like, hey, I didn't say any bad words.
Right.
And so can you put this up?
No, that's definitely as far as like satellite and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You make it clean if you like just switch letters. Like, I hate this ducking people that are these liggers really drive me nuts. Can you like.
My son the other goes, he goes, you know, if they tell me that, I'm going to say screw you. I'm like, screw. The guy's, he's six.
Six.
He already knows the bad words.
That's not bad.
No, but screw you. I go, don't say that to your teachers because they're going to get pretty pissed.
Yeah, not to your teachers.
I mean, everybody knows what screw you is really trying to say to everybody.
I remember when I was a kid. Remember that Quiet Riot? Well, it's actually, it was a cover, but that song, Come On, Feel the Noise, Girls Rock the Boys. I thought they said the girls fuck the boys. So I was playing Atari in my little row house in Baltimore there, a single boy. Mom's smoking on the couch.
A game.
And Circus. I used to love Circus.
Jesus.
And
I walk out on my own show. Has that ever been done where the host just walks out?
No one would notice.
Brian wouldn't.
Barry, you'll bury us all. So my mom, the song came on, you know, a little AM radio, the tinny AM radio by the moldy bread box. And I said,
Come on, Feel the Noise came on AM radio?
Yeah, I said, Mom, I was at 1982.
Baltimore.
I was nine years old. I said, Mommy's.
They had three stations, so they had to mix it up.
Yeah.
They would give the news, and they'd play Quiet Riot.
In this news, crabs are delicious. Now back to Quiet Riot.
It's all the Baltimore news that matters.
Yeah.
Fuck Washington.
Yeah.
Stay here and eat our crabs.
And I think there's something down there. They're not. So
They really are, though.
No. I said, Baltimore's
a shit town.
It's a horrible town. Yeah, but I thought they said the
video.
You know, the noise. So my mother said, the girls, fuck the boys. And I was 9 years old. My mother threw an ashtray at my head. Like, literally hit me in the back of the head with an ashtray.
She
never had an erection so hard since then.
She kept her whiskey
turned
glass.
Around, she was fingering
in the
her
hand.
Twat in the couch, pulling apart her pussy lips, showing
really
me her
painting
button.
A picture.
Wearing a silver hockey mask.
But they didn't have reality shows back then.
It was spray painted silver. It wasn't really silver. Yeah, but so I learned from there that it's actually the girls rock the boys, and it's a cover.
Yeah, my friend, I remember when the song came out, my friend goes, they spell cum, C-U-M, and we're all like,
yeah,
they're fucking breaking the shit. Yes! They're doing whatever the fuck they want, Quiet Riot.
Delicious.
And then I thought it's because they did it because they weren't from America. Aren't they from like...
No, they're from like... California or something.
They weren't from here.
I saw something on VH1.
You had to be not from here. You had to be from Canada. Then you'd be like, that's how we spell it, yo. Right.
I saw some behind the music thing, and it showed them, it was like one of their last, I think the lead singer died within the last couple years.
Yep. Didn't one of them lose an arm, the drummer?
Oh, that's Def Leppard.
Oh.
But Quiet Riot was playing.
They really are all the same to me.
It was some behind the music
thing. I don't
give a fuck.
I know
where are they now? And they showed the guy come up, or they showed Quiet Riot, and they were playing at a nudist camp.
Wow, really?
Yeah. But they didn't go naked.
That takes a lot of balls. Anybody?
Are you saying they weren't doing as good?
Well,
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know if that was a moral of the story.
Like loading their.
I saw Cheap Trick at a Great Adventure.
Cheap Trick's awesome too.
No, but there was like it was like outdoor for free, and it was like there was like and it was raining, so there's like 50 people. I'm not even kidding.
I'm sure they still got the money they wanted to get.
They didn't get a lot because they weren't pretty well. But you know, the one guy, the guitar player, Rick Nielsen, he always throws picks into the audience.
He's playing like a five-neck guitar. Like, we get it, asshole.
But everybody, at one point, everybody had a pick, and we're like, we all got a pick.
Well, yeah, because he's playing like a five-neck guitar.
There was only 50 people there, and it was raining, so.
When there's 10,000 people there, he can give one to everybody. He's got like a fucking, he has to have a box of them.
They're missing a point. There was nobody there.
Well,
it was for free show at Great Adventure, and it was raining, so it wasn't a big turnout.
I remember that that kid.
The show must go on,
yeah,
because there's no business like show business.
Exactly.
That's the B side of one of their songs. I can't remember that.
I know.
Their songs.
Bob, you're doing great.
I can't remember any of their songs.
It's gonna be.
I want you to want me. I need you to.
Yeah,
need
they were
me.
Great.
I
almost got fucked to a lot of their songs.
Yeah.
Women like their songs.
What was his name?
No, the women like their songs, so they'd always be dancing, and then once the song's over, they'd be like, you're just a fucking skinny dude from Wayne.
Right. You're like, come on, suck my pecker.
Suck my turkey day.
Wayne, New Jersey.
No, Wayne, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Where's that?
It's by Wayne.
Suburbs. Go ahead, caller. Please, be a call.
Please. Favorite
Kevin.
Stuff.
What?
Did you hear that the White House Correspondents' Dinner, they're not having comedians anymore, and they're all blaming Michelle Wolf for bombing so hard last year?
Is it just this year or every year?
Well, it's definitely.
Right now it's just this year.
Yeah.
But they're all piling on Michelle Wolf.
They're having an author.
Saying that she bombed. No more comedians anymore.
Well, you know what? It is stupid because they want someone to be like.
She didn't bomb though.
They want someone to be like I don't know what the fuck they want. The people that book it, they always book it, and then they go, "Oh, we didn't know she was going to say." It's like, first of all, if you book somebody, unless you know exactly what they're going to say, you don't know what they're going to say.
Hadn't been a woman, there wouldn't have been this much. Uproar if it hadn't been.
Shut
if she
up.
Been a woman.
So the point is, they always blame the booker. Always blames the comic because they just don't want to get in trouble. But it's like, don't book a comic. Is what I say. Get your Weird Al Yankovic, because if it's any comic that's like has any teeth in their act, people are going to get offended because everyone's a fucking cocktail.
I thought I told you not to vote for this man.
She wasn't.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bob. I was doing something. You go ahead, please.
Or get somebody who's like get a fucking guy like
who's gonna host it this year?
I don't know.
Some biographer. some guy that some biographer author. About the First Amendment, some bullshit like that.
Yeah, so the people just walk out when he's on. They'll go get
it.
It
was a woman, and she wasn't as popular as, or well known as some other people. If that had been like a
he sucked
popular
he was terrible.
Yeah,
he was terrible, and not only that, but now she's blaming the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And now she's going against them, and they're going against her, and it's just like an all-out war now between the two.
Wait, she's
everyone
saying...
is blaming Michelle Wolf.
Oh, good Lord.
Wait, who is?
Everyone. Everyone is blaming Michelle Wolf.
Wait, so Michelle Wolf is blaming the Booker?
She's blaming the White House Correspondents' Dinner, the association or whatever. She's calling them cowards for not having a comedian on anymore.
Well, if you don't want someone who's funny doing it, just have Chad Zumbach host.
The point is, so Bob, what were you saying? Because she's a woman?
Yeah, if that had been a guy, I don't think there would have been.
No, if the guys get in trouble too. Well,
if it had been like.
Even Colbert did it, he got trashed too. So it's like, don't book someone who
didn't get trashed enough for them to say, we're not going to have a comedian anymore.
Okay, no, because it's just because the climate's changed. People don't want to deal with it. They can't get Trump there. So now it's like, and people have had it. So even Michelle, if they would have, listen, I saw her do the warm up for that set, and I was like, a lot of these jokes are not going to fly. She did them anyway. If the people that booked her had seen it, they would have been like, you really need that joke? You really need that joke? So she ran the set for weeks, every fucking show. So she knew the jokes that worked. Just do those jokes and then shut the fuck up instead of like, you got to make a point. Or you got to, you know, but they've had problems with comedians forever. They had problems with Colbert.
Oh, certainly.
They had problems with, I can't even remember all the other people, but they had, didn't they have Don Imus one time and he was a fucking problem? Seems like they had all kinds of problems. Yeah. Didn't they have Don Imus one time?
Seth Meyers did it a few years ago.
They had Imus once.
There's problems. I think there's problems with everybody out.
Can you let the guy on the phone talk? Say the problem
with
Seth.
They had that Indian guy the other year.
Yeah, he was safer because he's Indian. You can't go after Indians because they'll shut down the fucking bodegas on Thanksgiving. And then where are we going to get coffee from?
The president is not a good president.
The only store that's open in my neighborhood on Christmas and Thanksgiving is the Indian store. God bless them, whatever God they believe in. To Bob's point, a guy is a little bit safer, you know, because you can pile out of women. But Michelle is rough. I mean, even when I was watching, I was like, she's her voice, and it's a lot. It's a lot to take on. I'm probably banned for another 6 weeks because they're all roommates.
I think the president is fired so many people, he should be in the fire department. Thank you, Bill.
Hey, is that Bob Biggerstaff in
You
studio?
Know it.
Hey, Bob, when are you going to tour? When are you coming to Philly?
Oh. I haven't been. I was actually in Philly a couple months ago.
He's setting you up. Just go. I'm not sure.
Oh no, I'm coming. I don't have anything. I haven't set
on,
yet.
Come
but...
on, feel my jokes.
I'll come with Kevin one of these days.
Hey, why don't you have a comedians of the compound and tour with Buschetti and Bobby Riggs, Barry Ripps?
That's a very good point.
Yo,
that's a very good point. People always go, why don't you go to Cleveland? I go. We were just at Lucy's.
Right.
Right near the train. And, you know, it was a Wednesday, so it wasn't a great turnout. But it's like, we can't just go wherever. It's got to be some demand. And, you know, so the problem with people going to shows now, they like to listen to the show. I don't know if they like to go to the show because going to the show takes a little bit more effort. So, you know, I would love to fucking do all these shows, but, you know, and this summer, this Wednesday, we're doing Summers Point, New Jersey.
Oh.
Aaron and Gino. So, I don't know. I talked to the guy who runs it. I go, you know, is it Josie Kelly's? Yeah, Josie Kelly's in Summers Point. I go, they don't even have a Twitter. The guy who's, like, running it goes, it'll be okay. I'm like, who don't have a Twitter?
The president should build a wall around his mouth because he has bad breath.
Hey, Kevin, I gotta go. Love you, Brian.
Love you too, buddy. Thank you.
Gotta go. Who are you talking to? Every one of our callers. Shut up. I'm calling into the radio show. I'm talking to Howard Stern show.
Like Rupert Pupkin.
And then
OVO kid.
And then they're always like, why this lady from Boston's like, why they won't even come to Boston? I go, we can't unless you're gonna pay us a flat free. A flat free.
Take a minute.
a flat fee to guarantee your money. We can't just go to Boston, motherfucker.
It's like the Chinatown bus. It's only like $5 each way.
I'm not just going to go to Boston and do a show. Like, you got to fucking give me a guarantee. I'm tired of these people. Like, why you come to Cleveland? Yeah, I go, who wants to go to Cleveland? Unless it's a sure thing. I'm not going anywhere unless it's a fucking sure thing, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I don't know about those Chinatown buses. They're always so...
Anyway, but...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, we're back on the Chinatown buses?
I was trying to just hit him up with...
Oh, yeah.
All right.
No, the point is, you're wrong about Michelle Wolf, though, because I was watching a set, and I knew it was going to be... I knew with her personality, with her voice, it's easy to not like her. So if you're sitting there and then even the fucking Democrats, you know, because even the people on the left side, they're all like, yeah, why can't the press? They're like, yeah, we got to be more tolerant. Why is it all got to be finger pointing and name calling? So then she's up there name calling and finger pointing. So then even the fucking the people that's supposed to support her, even they're gonna bail because audience members are cowards. When you bomb, you bomb alone. When you kill, can I finish?
Getting tired of it.
When you kill, it's a group effort. When you bomb alone. So that's how they see it. And so when you bomb, especially when you do a private thing like that. Huh?
You think she bombed?
She didn't. She did something. It didn't help her fucking... Then the Netflix thing got canceled. So it's like, it didn't help her. It didn't help her to be that fucking like polarizing. It just didn't help her, you know? So she thought, oh, I'll do this thing. Everyone will be aware of me. And it did help her get her name out there. But then, you know, no one's going to fuck. And then even people were saying, you know, when Michelle Wolf got the job, they're like, we're going to cancel our Netflix.
Really?
Then everybody says that. They don't fucking do it because then you got to go on the computer and tap out and fucking and then give your passcode and fuck. Win Facebook. I'm never going to cancel my Facebook.
Every month I get a thing from UFC.
Even when I'm dead, Facebook will be like, would you go to high school? I'm like, well, why do they need to know where I went to high school?
Hard Knocks.
Hard cocks.
Yeah, if only.
Next thing you know, they're going to want your social security number.
Yeah, your bank.
You're almost finished with your profile. I'm like, fuck you, motherfucker. Think I'm going to put that I didn't finish college?
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. I went to Harvard Community College in Davenport.
Harvard Locksmith School.
Yeah, exactly. Cambridge. Where'd you go to school, Bob?
University of Houston.
I like how you're always stumped by everything, Bob.
take a minute.
Where'd you go? He's slow on the draw.
I'm in my...
Oh, you never miss, right? I heard that. When you pull your gun out, you never miss.
Never miss, baby. Bullseye every time.
Slow, but he's always...
Somebody was telling me, you know, the fires they had in California, they're still having in California.
Oh, yeah, you Fink's going to call and discuss the fires.
Oh, great. But apparently there was a guy, like, is in Vegas.
There's still, like, a thousand people are missing.
Let me just, 2 seconds. He was in Vegas when they had that big shooting in Vegas when the guy shot from the hotel room, all the Country Western thing. So that guy went to the Country Western bar in Thousand Oaks a couple weeks ago, and then he got shot there. Like,
I know, thanks.
Yeah. What's your name, Bobby Bullseye?
This guy's really good with the 10-day-old news.
You know, Arizona's a state.
How about that ship that's crossing the North Atlantic?
Oh yeah, well, he's going to be on it next
week. The Titanic.
Titanic.
Got any news on that?
Iceberg ho. Hey ho, leave my ex-wife out of this.
He gets the news a little late because he's blind.
Yeah, exactly.
The time it gets to him, it's a little watered
down. Mother reads
it
to me while I'm in the bath.
To protect him.
Mother reads me the news.
It was so long ago. We're not even crying about that anymore.
That was bad luck.
Yeah,
I like it. They didn't have, what a terrible movie that was, though. I like when that sweaty hand was when she was fucking her in the Model T, when the hand went up.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
But
there's still 1,000 people missing in that fire.
Well, they're missing in that they're burned to death. That's the missing part.
No, but the thing is, it's fucked up that they're like, they don't, yeah, because when bodies
you got to rake the floor.
Yeah.
No, when you get cremated, what's the difference between burning in a fire and getting cremated? Are they going to be able to even...
$800?
are they going to be able to even find them? How are they going to identify the...
I think if you're cremated, it's probably a little hotter. It might be a little hotter in the thing.
Really?
Yeah, because it burns everything.
You're already dead anyway. Like, what these people are...
Yeah, but I'm saying to find the bodies, to say... to
teeth, baby. Dental records. This is how we do. Nigga. Hollywood.
So the teeth never burn?
Teeth will burn eventually, but not with what he just said.
They'll probably be skeletons and stuff.
Yeah, there'll be bits of, you know, there'll be shards. everywhere. Probably a little baby.
You hear what Trump said? It's called paradise. And Trump was doing a press conference. He goes, yeah, I was just in pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
He kept saying, quite a pleasure.
Said it twice.
And they go, paradise. He goes, paradise, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure.
I tell you what.
Today.
Pleasure in paradise.
Looks like they're going to have to pave paradise and put up a parking lot.
Hey, look at that. All we are is knowing what you got till it's gone.
Yeah, Joni Mitchell. The same everybody. Song? I think that's two different songs.
No, it's Joni Mitchell.
It is.
What are the words again? Go ahead, caller, please.
Favorite stuffing recipe?
Hey, boys. How's Monday going?
Hey, what's cracking? It's a great show, as you can tell. Hey,
yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? Bomb on. Hey, first
what
off,
the hell?
I want to say, whoever answers the phone calls for that show with Fairwind, that guy's a fucking asshole. I never get off.
You like Garrett or John?
He has like 10,000 questions. He's like, well, what? But they were already talking about that. Like, who cares? Just let me get on the fucking show.
Fair enough.
Who are screeners?
Nah, it's a hawk.
Not y'all guys. Y'all guys are good. I'm talking about that show with Fairwind.
Pheromones?
What's he say? Ooh.
A fair one.
A fair Wednesday. One. It's on a Wednesdays at 8:00.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and they won't
let
you
go. Screener. Yeah, fuck that guy. He's an asshole.
No, they're Canadian.
Yeah. I don't know.
They're Canadian?
No, they're...
Yeah, whoever's answering the phone.
They're from Delco proper
anyway,
or whatever.
Oh. Who answers the phone then? Another guy?
Peter.
Yeah.
Peter.
It's outsourced.
The Team B.
Team B.
Oh,
Team B. What's his last name and mother's maiden name? Let's really mix it up with Peter here.
Is that what you're here to complain about?
Complain about a call from
screeners?
Another show for 2 days later.
No, I was going to wonder. I seen your tweet about tax questions.
Uh-oh.
I was just wondering if I can write off all my equipment, you know, my ropes, my robes, my crosses that I burned when we had those nigger hanging parties.
Oh, boo. Sir, please.
I got it in.
Oh, you dig it.
I like how they don't hang up on him. Every other show, they'd be like, that number is blocked forever.
Just address that.
They're like, maybe you had something else to say.
Just got put under favorites.
If you can put under, like, your religion, that is what, I don't know.
What?
I'm saying if you can prove, like, your religion requires you to, like, burn crosses and have ropes and hoods and things. Your dry cleaner, do you wash your hoods at home or do you send them out? He's gone.
Yeah, we don't know. Hang up on him. I mean, what about how many?
God, Garrett, hate speech, Garrett. Jeez. Well, I'm sorry to hear that that word that got into the show, but it wasn't any fault.
We'll bleep it.
We'll bleep it. We'll get it in post.
I feel like he peaked. It was all downhill after that.
They just want to say it, and then they run.
Garrett, you know what I like about going downhill? Run. I like skiing. Am I right?
Like what?
Skiing.
I don't even.
A little nose candy.
I think you should host from now on.
Blonde guy. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta watch.
You're like Duff, the fucking Duff beer guy.
Okay, I'm gonna kill myself next month.
Okay.
So where do you go for Thanksgiving? Well, I mean, we'll do a show on Wednesday, but where do you go? Do you go to your mom's?
You going anywhere for Thanksgiving?
It's a good question. Actually, my mom's gonna be 85 on the 22nd.
I know how old she's gonna be.
Do you know how old?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
You gonna have room for one more for Thanksgiving?
Are you gonna fuck my mom?
Yeah. Right, shove a turkey right up her.
I didn't mean room in her pussy.
Oh
no, that's all full up.
Is that available though?
Oh God. So are you going to go to visit
Airbnb?
You're going to visit her?
No, she's actually going. It's a long story, but she's going. She's headed west.
Oh, how far west?
With the Jode family. No, she's headed west.
She's going to Neil's.
She's at the Dahmer party.
She's going to Neil's. West.
She's going to Neil's mansion.
Let's go. Neil don't have a mansion.
What Tofurky?
What'd you call me?
She's headed west, and then my wife,
right,
gonna go to her sister's house, but I don't think I'm gonna go.
You mean you have to go for Thanksgiving? You have to go
because I gotta go to Summers Point Wednesday night.
Now why? So I can have turkey paella
and come back, and then go. Then I think they're gonna be gone. Leave on Wednesday night. It's close by, but I don't want to fucking go. You know what I hate about Thanksgiving?
What?
Let's take some calls on this. Is that you can't just enjoy it because then you gotta fucking help clean up or pretend, act like you're helping clean up. And then that's why I go to a restaurant because I don't want to have that hanging over my head all day that I gotta fucking. fucking help cleaning up. I don't even like to go to my mom's house because then if you sit around, you have some. And then the girls are like, you know, you pretend like you're back in the 1800s. Like, oh, you girls, you go and clean up, and we're going to talk about politics and stuff, some men stuff.
Right.
And I don't like that. I get indigestion just thinking like I got to fucking clean up this fucking mess. The food's not that good. I can go to the diner. Can I finish, you fat fuck? I could just go to a diner and get fucking an open-faced turkey sandwich with some stuffing and gravy.
God.
And maybe some cranberry.
Maybe.
What do you know? Because you're blind, so you know you can be like, you'll fuck up the dish, and they'll be like, just sit down, blindy.
I'm in the mix. Don't worry. I'm in there.
No, I'm just sick of that fucking hanging over my head. I got to clean or else I feel bad that I don't clean.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, just get some Mexicans. They're all at the wall.
We hire a team of Filipinos.
One year my mom had a lot of people, and then she hired somebody to like help. But then even then, you can't just sit around. Then you got to fucking
watch stuffing, Mrs. Brennan.
You got to watch football. You got to sit around and fucking talk to your.
Why
you just like? I don't want to. I don't think I want to just go and fucking. Yeah, then boy. I got to talk to my fucking in-laws. I don't even have to my in-laws.
Yeah, boy, Kevin, don't eat a lot of turkey this year, Mrs. Brennan.
And then it's like, and then I'll probably have yams and shit. Then yeah. What if I don't like what they serve? Because they're not of my persuasion.
Show for your kids.
My kids see me every day. I'll pick them up at the train.
Put a nice shirt on.
They'll already be gone. My point is they're going to be gone. They're probably going to go Wednesday night and then sleep over because they have a dog. So they'll sleep over, and then I'm going to join them later that day. But like, so they don't care if they see me for that. They don't need me to show up, and then they got to pick me up, and then I got to fucking be like, hey, how's it going? Not good.
You bring a six-pack of El Presidente?
Are you thankful for what?
Then he wants to watch football, and they put on soccer. God damn it.
Right, exactly.
Oh, it will be a lot of that. They'll put on ESPN Deportes.
Yeah. Is it a domino in my stuffing? Why are there dominoes in the stuffing?
Right, dominoes in my stuffing.
Right. I think you should just go. I think you're going
to. I know. Everybody knows what I do. Everybody says the same thing. You should just go and then make yourself. Yeah, and just suck it up. Then I got to take the train, and then I got to take the train back.
Love the train.
Huh?
You love the train.
No, not on Thanksgiving.
What else? Then take an Uber. Take a bike.
Take my
Why not? It's going to be the coldest Thanksgiving ever.
Oh, it's going to be cold, right.
Like 18 degrees.
So I'm not. I'll use that as an excuse. It'll be cold. It'll be chilly. Cold.
All right. I don't get the sniffles.
I'm going to do a set. I'm going to go to the Comedy Cellar and sneak in and do a set.
Wear a big mustache. Big fake mustache. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new young up-and-coming comic.
I'm doing a set Wednesday.
Wednesday
night and Thursday night at the Cellar.
That's what the Mets manager did one year of Bobby Valentine. They kicked him out of the game, so he came back in the dugout with a mustache.
A little mustache, yeah.
And the TV crew was like, I think that looks like Bobby Valentine.
That's what
he's like, nothing gets by you guys. I might show up. Actually, Louis texted me yesterday. He goes, everything okay, man?
Okay.
I woke up, my phone.
Nice.
My phone was on, and I got a text from a 917 number. I thought it was Liz from the Comedy Cellar.
Right.
So I go. He goes. Hey, you're doing okay? And I was like, Louis. Like early too, 11 in the morning. And I go, yeah, I just bought a bunch of guns. Then he goes. Then he texts me back. Why do you need guns?
Always.
And I didn't respond.
Right.
Then he goes, hey man, you okay? You want to have lunch or something?
Wow.
I'm like, no, man, I was just kidding. I didn't buy any guns.
No. Can't buy
guns. I guess he was like, he didn't want that fucking death on his hands. He's got enough fucking shit to worry about.
Yeah.
But how fucking bad you have to have it that a guy who's like, Harvey Weinstein's going to text me next?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you want to hang out?
Hitler's ghost is like, let's go to the diner and have some turkey.
Like, what kind of a scandalous fucking personality am I? That fucking people that are like the Mount Rushmore of the Me Too.
Yeah, you're pretty
checking in on me. You okay, man?
Pretty toxic.
I am. I'm toxic like a mother. That's why I can't show up just at anybody's Thanksgiving.
Sure, it's your family's Thanksgiving.
It's not my family. I don't like Thanksgiving. Last year was good because we went to a restaurant and they didn't ask me to clean.
Right.
It was in the neighborhood. We went there. We paid the bill. I left a tip. And then we walked home. It was the best Thanksgiving ever. No, like, traveling. No, no. How's your mom? Fuck my mom.
Yeah, if only. But so, why do you have to clean up? What kind of cuck are you? Like,
why am I going to just sit there by myself and have the women clean? Because then women go like, oh, you couldn't clean. And the fucking, the people's house it is. I don't want to say their name. They'll be like, oh, this Kevin don't clean because he's white.
Yep.
And I'll be like, maybe.
You got it.
But if you go, I'm going to be the only white guy there. So if I'm not cleaning, they're like, I might as well just have like a fucking like a George Washington fucking wig on. You know what I mean? And a fucking and Ben Franklin hat.
Yeah, big
nice.
And I might as well have like a fucking walking stick and shit, and be writing in a, with a big feathered pen.
You brown people clean.
Oh, it's like oh, it's like I can't even fucking relax. Can I just relax? I can relax when my family's not there. Facts.
Why don't you just do something at your house?
Huh?
Same thing.
Because they already went. They already agreed to go. Because we went to that car show in fucking 2 weeks ago, yes, 3 weeks ago at Secaucus, and it was a disaster. So they're like, we want to make it up to you and invite us to our house for Thanksgiving. I'm like, I don't want to go. I don't want to fucking go.
Well, I think you should suck it up for the kids.
I'd rather go to your house.
Love to have
hang around other white people.
Would you bring a pecan
plantains?
Pie? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we stuffed the turkey with plantains.
Oh, no. that would be good.
Sausage. You're stuffing out of a hubcap. A big old hubcap full of stuffing.
Like, a spinner.
It'll be a spinner, though.
A
big hubcap.
Right. Plastic forks and plastic knives. And
happy birthday, honey. Right.
That's my plate of lazy.
No, but if they leave the night before, I think I'm just gonna be like, listen, I've had a rough time.
I'll come over the night before if they're gone. Huh? Come over. I'll come over and hang out.
I'll invite you to my house. Never.
I come over and hang out, man.
I don't want to hang out. What are we gonna do when we hang out?
You like it. You sit around. You got
him?
Back rubs.
We'll drink some beers.
And do what? Look at the game?
Yeah.
Hey, look at that play. A couple of black guys ran, and then the other black guys couldn't catch them.
I went to the...
Ooh!
I went to the Buccaneers.
It's like soccer almost. Football's like almost soccer. Like, hey, look, the fast black guy's getting chased by the other fast black guy.
I went to the Buccaneers
didn't catch
game yesterday.
Huh? Yeah, I saw the tweet.
Yeah.
They think you're on the show.
They play the Giants.
Bob knows how to promote himself. That's the only reason you're here. How was the game?
A lot of likes.
See Lenny?
It was actually a good game. It was like 35,
yeah, it got
32.
Close, yeah.
Yeah, no, Tampa Bay's perfect at getting down by a ton and coming back and
they
almost
stink. Why do you like Tampa Bay? You're not even from there.
I was born there. All my family's from there. They've always,
strip clubs
always been my
there.
Favorite team.
You say that every time. And I've never seen a great strip club.
Road trip! Drive my car.
That would be a good...
Bring the lesbian and her friend.
Yeah.
Go, exactly.
And we can...
I like girls in their menses. They work harder. I like feeling that tampon string on my dick.
When does that ever happen?
No, it's never really happened. But I have pulled out a tampon before.
Have you pulled out your dick?
Oh, hell yeah.
At a strip club?
Yeah. Yes.
How soon until you were laying in the pavement?
No, I'm very comfortable.
When did you move from Houston?
Yeah. When did I move?
Went to Houston.
From Tampa to Houston.
I went from Tampa to Syracuse to Houston.
All right, then fuck
when
it.
I was in kindergarten, I moved from Tampa to Syracuse. And then in 10th grade, I moved to Houston.
Oh.
You're not a real Texan.
But you're a Syracuse fan then, right?
Years.
So you went by yourself? You go by yourself?
Oh, of course I didn't go by myself.
Where'd you go with?
From Syracuse to with my family.
In 10th
oh, to the game yesterday, you maroon.
My girlfriend.
Yeah, I thought you moved when that's you were in 10th grade. I moved by myself.
You didn't.
What? Fuck Syracuse.
You didn't fucking.
See you later. It's fucking.
It wasn't a direct line to that question, Kevin.
I know. I'm taking a bus to Houston. Fuck Syracuse.
We missed the train at Penn Station.
Who's we?
My girlfriend. She was here.
Oh, why was she in a picture? You don't want her trolled?
She took the picture. That picture. Oh, believe me, she posted a couple pictures.
You can just ask a black guy to take a picture.
Steal the camera.
No, steal your phone, motherfucker.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, I don't know what the new kid
was. It was cold at the game. We had nosebleed seats, but...
And a lot of...
I bought them way too early. I bought them before the season started.
Hey, Kara, I got a nosebleed too, am I right?
I paid like $250 for two tickets.
I think you're doing blow, by the way.
She think I'm doing blow?
Yeah.
Well, theater of the mind.
I don't even know. So that's a yes?
Fattest guy that does blow you've ever seen.
How dare you, sir? You all weigh me by a
sorry,
least
it's the first stone.
But he's not doing blow. That's his point.
Right, yeah.
So wait, so you and you're surrounded by Giant fans?
It was actually
8 feet tall?
Yeah, I mean, it was technically there were a lot of Buccaneers fans there too.
Buccaneer under my fucking head.
Because there was one of my roommates calls them the Tampa gay fucka queers.
Ah, I can't believe
Your roommates are hilarious. It's almost worth it having five or six roommates.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
40
all the laughs,
almost.
All the laughs you guys are having?
Almost.
Go ahead, caller.
Somebody buy toilet paper.
I usually take care of that.
Yeah. Well, hello.
Favorite Thanksgiving memory?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, hi. Yeah, what do you got? It's favorite stuffing recipe.
Uncle yelling racist things at the help.
Oh, boy. I love it. Where are you calling from?
Brian, I called to ask how your benefit went.
Oh, the benefit actually, I know it sounds like I'm full of shit, but it went really well. I don't know. We had like Dimitri Martin, Jim Gaffigan, fucking Robert Klein, a bunch of other people. I don't know, we sold, I think, 210 seats. And
where was that?
At Gotham Comedy Club on 23rd Street.
When was it?
A week ago.
And everybody's still blind.
Everybody's, yeah, exactly.
That's my point.
We solved nothing. There were 16.
They do a benefit for the blind, but everybody's still blind.
There were 16 seeing eye dogs there, which is pretty funny.
Hey, you might as well do a benefit for the drunks. At least they can be helped.
Yeah, well, allegedly. So.
And then there's one other thing I was going to ask.
Sure.
As far as I can figure.
Oh, come on.
I know what rhymes with figure.
Yeah. Once you get to figure, you know what's going on. You know, unless
they cut him off.
Thank you, Gary. What you look?
He's cut off because you know it's
quick draw McGraw.
Joke's already done. Once you hear.
That's that.
You think the guy singing it would have been like "Far as I could figure"?
Right.
No, you think he would get to the punchline fast?
Not hit you so hard. You
the
mean
guy
everything?
Singing,
you like yeah, country the guy music? You're it. From down there.
Eh. I mean,
it's every song's the
it's
same.
All right. It's all right, but. That's not my favorite.
That guy's
stuff.
Joke. My wife ran off with my. I forget it.
Okay, it was great. No, keep going. No, you're going somewhere.
He said all country songs are the same. My wife just married, ran off with my best friend. I sure do miss him.
Oh, my dog or something? Or,
no, I don't know.
Oh,
basically,
we miss him. Yeah,
he misses his best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Not his wife.
Yeah.
I tweeted yesterday. I don't even know if this is funny, but I go. I wouldn't even care if my wife had a boyfriend as long as he paid the electric bill. You know, at this point, I'm like, somebody's just got to chip in. You know what I mean? I can't keep paying.
What?
How much is your electric bill?
It's not. That's not the point.
I don't know. It could be very high. I was just asking.
The point is, yeah, I had to pick something. Is the gas bill? Because then it's a fart joke. How about if I do? How about if I do the?
I wasn't looking for a joke.
Cable bill. The cable bill doesn't have the K sound. The electric
was littering. Well, if you got a cable,
go ahead, caller.
The cord, baby.
Yep. I already cut the cord. The cord's cut.
Excuse Hollywood views.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, first of all, you know, I love your joke about the electric bill thing, and I think the reason he didn't get it is because. They take off like 30% in Braille.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
just
you.
Wanted you to know that.
All right. Appreciate that. Happy Thanksgiving.
We're with Bob Biggerstaff too, Fink. Bob Biggerstaff.
I don't know Biggerstaff. Is he related to Bernie Biggerstaff, the Seattle Supersonics coach?
No, for two reasons. His last name's Bickerstaff, and
Bickers,
he's
okay.
And he's black.
Oh, okay.
This is radio, kind of.
Fair enough. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hugh Fink, come on, Bobby. Is that
come
you?
Come on, Bobby.
Is that you?
Because I survived the Woolsey fire.
How'd you do? Your house burned down?
Not at all. When I survive, I mean survive the douchebags out here who won't stop talking about it.
Oh.
See, here's the thing, you guys. If one more celebrity goes, hey, these firefighters, they're heroes. It's like, why are they heroes? They took a job fighting fires.
Right.
That's what they get paid to do, right?
Yeah.
So just because your Bel Air mansion survived doesn't make them heroes.
No, they always go, whenever they do something anywhere, they go, the first responders. It's like, that's their job to be the first responders.
Thank
you know what
you.
I mean? Like, they
the
make
way,
heroes.
Kevin, no one gives you, I'm a fourth responder.
No, like
I
when
the,
there, was
that,
there was a shooting, when they had that shooting in Thousand Oaks, you know, at that fucking country restaurant.
Yes.
Trump's like, oh, how about the first responders went in there so quick? It's like, yeah, they go in there in a mass of like 50 people against one. Like,
correct.
How heroic is that? Heroic is going to a fucking dance club without a gun. Those are the fucking heroes.
Seriously, someone called me up and said, turn on CNN, there's a shooting, so I turned it on. That makes me a second responder.
Right.
I listened and I watched. But no one gives me credit.
No, you are a hero, Hugh.
Thank you. And that, by the way, you don't need to say that because I feel like it's my job to turn on CNN.
All right.
But thank you.
Exactly.
I just had a hero
way, guys,
at the deli.
So let's go through. This, if you would be sickened by the celebrities who tweet stuff about the fires, like Lady Gaga tweeted, I'm sitting here with many of you wondering if my home will burst into flames. God bless you. You know what? Like, I wasn't wondering about that. It was actually not on my mind at all.
I tell you, her career's on fire,
she
though.
We were wondering. Alyssa Milano said, just had to evacuate my home from the fires. Horses are being evacuated by my trainer. Okay, oh. You scumbag. So that's your way of saying you can afford a trainer and you own horses.
She sounds a little unstable.
Oh, my God.
I'm just being Philly.
Lady Gaga's house exploding into flames is how A Star Is Born.
That's right. Hey, Bob, stop nagging us.
You guys are on fire.
Come on, Bobby.
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Fires all around. Friends have left their homes. What a sad day for our community. And of course, for him, the only thing sadder is Mexicans moving to this country.
No, they had James Woods. James Woods was like, you know, he was telling everybody what to do with their horses, and it's like, so, and then people thought like, you know what, it's a beautiful thing that James Woods and the people on the left can get together. It's like, it's only going to be for a couple of hours. Once they get all those horses situated, everyone will be back to normal and be like,
by the way, when you say that, you're so right. These celebrities are like feeding the firemen sandwiches and stuff. Once this all goes away, if the firemen knock on their door, they'd call the cops.
Exactly. Especially if it's a black fireman.
Right.
Or as we call it, ashy.
Hey, where the fire at?
Wait a minute. That's right. You're saying you get free sandwiches if you're a firefighter?
No, his point is...
Explain it, Kevin.
Toasted. His point is that that everybody acts like they're, you know, they all have to tweet like they're so fucking noble, and they're, you know, I'm surprised Neil didn't go in there. I was going to give the fire Neil's address.
You mentioned,
doesn't he have three addresses like his microphones?
You said, talked about James Woods. I saw a movie review of a movie James Woods was in one time, and it said, James Woods acts his face off. And I was like, thank God, because nobody wants to look at his fucking face.
Right. You should have tweeted that.
I did.
That would have went viral.
It didn't.
Now, did you guys, speaking of movies, have you guys seen Bohemian Rhapsody?
No.
I lived it.
A big, you know, I don't know if your listeners have heard about this, but, you know, Bryan Singer directed it. Bryan Singer has been accused repeatedly for being a sexual predator.
Oh, yeah, shower scene and apt pupil.
And it's like, let me ask you guys this. Why would they pick, you know, he directed this story about Freddie Mercury. It's a biopic.
Right.
So he shot it, and then the studio got the rough cut, and they go, hey, Brian, we read the script. Why did you shoot 4 hours of Freddie Mercury having sex with young gay guys? That wasn't in the script.
Is that, is that a director's cut? Can that be seen by somebody?
That's going to be a hell of a Blu-ray.
Kidding.
Yeah. He just used it as another way to hit on guys.
What did he really do that? Or are you just joking?
No, I just made it up because it helps ruin his reputation.
Yeah, but why? But what's the difference between him and James Gunn?
Well, there's a huge difference. James Gunn's never been accused of being a sexual predator.
Yeah, but wasn't he accused of doing a lot of rape jokes and stuff?
Oh, yeah, but
pedophile?
They were just jokes. Bryan Singer's actually been accused of, like, drugging young guys and having sex with them.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference, isn't there?
I don't know.
Ryan, my sidekick doesn't think there is.
Yeah, there was like a...
really? So
he did that movie, Apt Pupil, never mind.
Yeah, but so James Gunn, people are they want him to get his job back, but everyone's Bryan Singer. They're throwing him under the bus.
Well, they're not. I mean, look, the studio likes him. This movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, just made a lot of money.
Yeah,
so,
but they fired him from it. Didn't they fire him before it got at the end?
Well, by the end, but the problem is he still got his name on it. He still gets paid, so they didn't fire him in time. I mean, he is the director.
Hey,
on the movie.
I'm asking for a friend. What kind of drugs would you recommend if you want to drug young boys? I'm just asking for a friend of mine.
Oh, just for a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Pinot Grigio.
Pinot Grigio.
Oh, interesting.
Well, rosé all day.
So seriously, so you think that's bad if a guy, I mean, what is that? What does Hollywood think? Like, what do you got to do for, you have to, like, drug a young boy?
Little cock teasers.
Well, what's funny is Bryan Singer answers the question, who do I got to blow to get a job? Well, he knows, because he blows people repeatedly and he gets work.
But he's bisexual, right?
Is he?
I looked it up last night because I knew you were going to talk about him. Yeah, he's bisexual, which I think he means he pays for it.
Do you know any women who he has sex with? I've never heard of
Yeah,
any.
Right? Because if you're a bisexual in Hollywood, that means you're straight up. Yeah,
my friend was gay. My friend was married to a woman, and then he was like, I'm bisexual. After like a year, I was like, you might want to fuck a woman once in a while. Just
right.
To kind of keep
I heard, Kevin, that he's quadrisexual. He'll do anything for a quarter.
Ah!
Ed Bluestone, 1973. I heard him do that on the Flip Wilson Hour.
Trisexual. He'll try anything.
If I want to see a gay...
I love it.
If I want to see a gay guy walk around on...
1978.
Ew!
If I want to see a gay guy walk around on stage with a microphone, I'll just go watch one of Kevin's sets.
Oh, shit. Not at the cellar.
Man.
Not at the cellar.
No, in the basement. You got to come in through
the
back door.
Lasting?
I think a couple more weeks. Did you hear? Hey, Louis, I was saying on the shot, I don't know if you heard. Louis C.K. texted me last night to see if I was doing okay.
Did he? That's nice. That's
no,
thoughtful.
But I mean, this is a guy who's like in trouble with everybody. He's like, hey, let me check to see if Brennan's okay.
Brennan's okay.
You should have
wow.
brought in that.
He's a pal.
You should have brought in that fruit basket from Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
Did Leslie Jones text you to see if you're doing okay?
Don't even bring up her
don't
name.
Don't even bring that up. Okay.
There's so many people I don't even know what to talk about anymore. I have to talk about Brian.
Something embarrassing happened to me. I went up to Leslie Jones to get an autograph, and it turned out it was Willie Stargell.
She just yelled really out bad. Her window to Kevin.
Yeah. Even though Stargell's been dead 12 years, I like that joke. I could have said Gates Brown. There's a lot of big black.
I'll have to take that out.
Dave Parker.
Yeah. I'll have to take Bobby that out.
Like, Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. I just got three more weeks and then a pokey. it's so fucked up. I don't even know. I actually asked Noam, like, what do I have to say? He basically said, leave these people alone. But I'm like, hey, she should give me the whole list.
She should absolutely give me the list.
Yamanika.
I think you can probably guess who you can't make fun of.
Who?
You know, just anybody who's cardboard test.
Hmm.
Anybody lighter than a piece of cardboard, you're fine with.
Oh, no, it's not that simple.
Well, all right.
It never is.
Right.
Fink, what do you think about Michelle Wolf getting the correspondence and not having a comedian?
Well, because they're not going to have a comic?
Yeah, because Michelle Wolf bombed so bad.
At least not this year.
I don't blame them after her performance because I still don't get why she was praised for that performance.
Because it was brave. She's brave, like a fucking fireman showing up at a fire.
She's a hero.
I like how comedians are brave because they say words. All they're doing is saying words. Brave is getting headbutted in your own lobby. That's what I got did. I got did to me.
I'll also tell you something.
Brave.
I looked at her. I watched that monologue. I read it on paper. I'd say it was like out of 10 jokes, you know, there were solid two or three that were really good. That's not really a good percentage for a comic.
Well, no, if you got to do 20 minutes, how about tell them I'll do 10 or 12 or whatever. Like,
right.
I remember when Obama used to kill, and then they would have some guy come on after, and the guy from the white guy from the Larry Wilmore show, and
yeah.
then so he would come up, and then he would kind of not do well. But it's like, if you're going to follow Obama, say, hey, all right, I'll do 10 minutes. So the fact that they make Michelle do 25... Have her do like 15, and that way she don't have to step on so many toes. But they're stupid. The people book it. It's like, again, a booker's always like, I don't want to get ripped off. Even a fucking correspondent there is like, you got to do your time.
Yeah, right.
Like we book you for 55 minutes, and you only did 52. What's up?
Right.
I don't want to say bad words.
I think
talking fucking.
Michelle Wolf should have done like 10 and have Bobby Collins close.
Right, Bobby Collins, because he's likable. He's got a delicious smile.
Oh. Yeah, he would have done the stuff on, you know, airline travel and stuff. It would have been a nice balance.
Continental.
I think Brad Trackman's available.
Continental.
Brad Trackman.
So they're not going to have a comic anymore, huh?
No, well, not this year. I think they're just going to be done with it, unless the guy bombs worse than Michelle Wolf, this guy who's not a comic, who's just boring. He's so boring. But I think that's what comedy is now.
Right,
like a lot of audiences, they don't want it. They don't want jokes. They don't want. They rather just have like a. It's like pleasant enough, you know. Nobody got pissed. Nobody got offended. Right? You worked the cruises, right, Bobby? Fat Bobby?
Sure. Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's a different. It's a different world out there.
No, it's not a different world. I'm saying everybody's like everybody's getting to the point where they'd rather not you. They'd rather not you not be hilarious. And yes. just be, and plus, everyone having like a good enough time.
On the
it's like Thanksgiving at my fucking mom's house.
On the cruise ships, it's not like it's not the crowds, it's the company.
No, but if the crowd complains, sure. they don't want Definitely. Complaints from the audience.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Right.
And it's always the comic's fault. I think, you know, that's always the comic's fault. Even if they book you, it's always the comic's fault.
100%.
Because the people at Booker be like, we thought he said he wasn't going to do it. They were like, it's like, I said before you got on, I saw Michelle Wolf prepare for that set for weeks.
You
weeks
did.
At
really?
The Comedy Cellar. She would run the set every night. She goes, I'm going to do a correspondence dinner. Can I run the jokes? She was running all these jokes. And some of the jokes were good, but most of them weren't. And I was like,
well,
okay.
By the way, I put that on her because, like, there have been comics who've done that event and done well, but she was in love with her own material. She didn't realize that some of the stuff was bad.
Yeah, but it's not that many people do well there because it's just, you know, you can't win. You try to be edgy. They want to get somebody edgy, and then everyone's pissed. So fuck
right.
that.
Right. No,
fuck everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck them.
All right, Fink.
Right in the butt.
You guys have been great.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Hugh.
Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Nice to meet you, Bickerstaff. Go see the Bryan Singer movie, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right. Mamma Mia. Mama
is it good, though? Is it?
I think
did
I'm
you
going
see
to
it?
After this, as a matter of fact.
I did see it. It's actually very, like, it doesn't really get into the harsh stuff about Freddie Mercury's life.
Right.
It's more like celebratory.
I like to be fisted by many men every night I was alive.
Mamma mia.
I had AIDS and I knew I gave it to a million people. I just gave it to people. I didn't care.
All right, Fink. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, thank you, man. Talk.
He is risen.
And you don't, you recommend it, or did you guys see it?
I haven't seen it. I'm going to go see it after this.
It's good. Who played the Freddie Mercury? Some fag?
Rami Malek?
No, Harrison Ford.
The guy that was on, I didn't watch the show, but that, was it Mr. Robot?
Yeah.
The USA show. I think he won an Emmy on that. And he was in the new Papillon.
The new Papillon?
Yeah, nobody saw that either. No. They made
Was that a TV movie or?
It was at the movie theater. It was him and Charlie Hunnam, the guy from that motorcycle show. What's that?
Why would they fucking make a new Papillon? Were people clamoring for it? We're tired of this old Papillon.
I want to see an Indonesian prison movie right now. You got Dustin Hoffman.
You know what? I heard that that Queen movie originally.
Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yeah. And that, but when he read the script, they literally said halfway through the movie, Freddie Mercury dies. And then the second half of the movie was going to be just how the band kept going. And Sacha Baron Cohen was like, nobody wants to see a movie about Queen when Freddie Mercury dies and it's not over.
Nobody even cares about the band.
That was part of the reason why he didn't do it.
Well, also, he wanted to make it a hard R, too. He wanted lots of sex shit in there and fucking shitting in people's mouths and pissing.
They're doing a pirate movie. They want to make it a hard R.
That's why you're banned from the cellar.
I want to ride my bike.
I was watching Norm Macdonald as dumb fucking, he was on Conan. You ever watch him on Conan?
I've seen him, not recently.
Ridiculous. No, it's on YouTube. I don't sit up. I don't even know if Conan's on the air anymore. He's not, right?
Oh, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Uh-huh.
You want to bet?
Yes.
He's not on the air right now as we speak.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Okay, you're right.
Being a 12.
No, not this. No, he's not on the, they're taking a break, and then he's going to come back.
Okay.
Half hour.
Yeah. I went to the...
They're phasing him out, and then he goes to 15 minutes.
I went to the
Team
Coco party last week at the New York Comedy Festival.
And then it becomes a 15... They're cutting him from an hour to a half hour, and then he's done.
Yeah, they're going a lot more online.
It's going to be like a Carson Daly show, where it's like, we taped this 7 years ago. They like this band. They're all dead now.
They're putting Nickelback stuff online.
Yeah, so then it's going to be all like, he's done. He's done. I mean, the guy, he's going
to
be on.
I think they'll cut it to a half hour, not 15 minutes.
No, I'm joking.
I don't know.
Then it's 15 minutes, and then he gets one segment.
Him waving.
You know, also.
It's just a commercial break.
You know, he's also eating it, which just gives me pleasure. That guy, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
His ratings are bad. His ratings are worse than. Because he was losing to Colbert, numbers wise, but now he's even losing in, the young demographic. So I think everyone just had it with him, which is great because the guy's fucking nothing. He fucking beer pong and shit. Our show's better than his, and our show sucks.
Yeah. Wait, yeah.
You suck, and we're better than Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, our show is more entertaining than his, and we suck
He thinks he drinks a lot. I drink a lot.
What's his Patreon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Patreon. Probably, Patreon. Isn't Patreon a whiskey or a vodka? So.
Patron, the tequila.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tell you what, they take the tequila full of cum and drink it because he's gay. Something like that. Anybody?
I can't wait. You should have a show where it's like him, you, Jackman, Patty Rosborough's wife, a husband, all the people that were pretending that they're straight for a couple of years.
You watch Merv Griffin.
Who else? Merv Griffin.
Well, he had a talk show.
Merv Griffin's still alive.
Oh, he's dead. But Merv Griffin.
My God, Merv Griffin's making still big bank because of the fucking Jeopardy and shit. We got to come up with a game show.
Yeah, exactly. How much does Bob weigh? 1,000,000 pounds.
Take the under.
I lost the show.
He won. All right. What's the next episode?
Merv Griffin used to have a talk show and he had Liberace on. He'd be like, they're two old queens. He'd be like, Lee, you're such a catch. Why can't you just find a girl and settle down? And Lee would be like, I'm just touring all the time.
Busy.
I'm knee deep in pussy on the road, Merv, just so you know. I'm literally, my breath is like a can of tuna fish that's left in the Scottsdale summer sun. But I just would love to get some pussy right now. Merv's like, I know, I love pussy. Don't we love pussy? I love pussy, pussy, pussy.
And Paul Lynn would show up. And
Paul Lynn would show up. And that guy would throw in the confetti with the two
on. Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor. Exactly.
And then they're all, y'all had to pretend.
We need one of them here.
Yeah. They should do an X-Men gay parody with Hugh Jackman.
Should they ever?
It's just dildos instead of those claw things.
Right.
There probably is.
Sticking them in 8-year-old boys. Or maybe that part we can cut.
If you're gay, you think, Sarah, if you're a gay man, do you think they're all perverted or just 99%? No, they all do. They all want to. Do they all want to fuck young boys like Brian's implying?
I hope not.
No, I don't think that.
Some of them are just normally gay. They just want to have a guy's dick in their hand or mouth or ass
and stuff. They're not every gay guys. Sorry, Sarah.
Or three, she said.
Oh yeah, your buddy's gay, right?
Which one?
You think he's freaky deaky?
Desmond.
Yeah,
he's a top. So a lot of gay guys will not.
But I'm saying like the theory
is almost done. A lot of gay guys will not admit they engage in sodomy. They think it's kind of like a dirty thing because, frankly, you're fucking somebody's asshole. But like he is.
Who's against that? Is that against like gay guys, the law?
We blow each other. But then you talk to real gay guys. You know, you go to the Cock on First Avenue. Great happy hour, Bobby. You go down to the Cock and you talk to these guys and they're like everyone's.
He will go there. He's such a fat fuck.
Yeah, top
promo. I heard the food's delicious.
Snacks.
Right. Hot wings.
He just smiled and gave me a sodomite sandwich.
This sour cream for its wings is really salty.
Tangy.
Tangy and salty. Was that pubic hair in there?
You're dipping your wings in sour cream?
Yeah. Oh, ranch dressing. None of it matters.
Oh, but do you think a lot of gay men are perverted?
Well, I mean, I think that gay guys are more physical. Like a gay guy, and I'm not sure.
Because when they have the gay parade, they're all fucking, all flamboyantly gay. It's like, all right, can you just be normally, or once you open that Pandora's box, do you want to do all kinds of crazy shit?
I think there's
I'm asking Sarah, not you.
Oh, all right. Sarah, well, she's a lesbian. What the hell does she even know? She's from Canada.
She probably knows about these people.
All right. Yes, Sarah, tell us about your.
It's like hyenas know about fucking cheetahs.
But I don't think lesbians would know about. It's a lateral move at best. But I do think, to answer your question, I think there are. I think gay guys. I'm a gay pirate. Give me your scimitar and I'll cut.
Where's that cock?
Cut open me condoms and I won't wear them. I'll bareback you.
That's a new thing. They're not wearing condoms because of Magic Johnson, right?
Yep.
They're barebacking in the gay community.
They take the prep.
They're not doing it because of Magic Johnson. Yeah. Right now, they're not doing it because of Magic Johnson.
They know they won't die. Because thanks to Obamacare, they won't die. They get the medicine and they'll be fine.
And there's a pill you take called PrEP now, which basically like makes
you speaking
it,
for a friend?
Yeah, no, I mean, I have a Groupon for it.
It preps you for AIDS.
Me $800?
That's a Groupon.
For that 60, by the way, don't forget.
Yeah.
All right. But there's a pill called.
I really need the money now with and the whatnot.
And my wife and kids.
Especially at the window of the Comedy Cellar, like they shoo you away with a broom that come out like a cat that used to feed, you know? You're like, I look like this. Let me do this one. Can I just do this one, Liz?
It's good for my brand.
Yeah, you're on brand.
No, to be banned and suspended.
Yeah, you're
fucking sexy.
You're the Luther Campbell of the Comedy Cellar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How'd they end up?
Hey, selling we drugs? Want some pussy.
Selling drugs down in Miami.
He's doing all right. I'm sure he's still running.
The name of that band again?
Two Live Crew.
Two Live Crew.
And they're a less popular North Miami Beach band, Two Live Jew. Thank you.
he just makes this up a couple of weeks ago.
There is a Two Live Jew.
And he waits for the opportunity and he seizes on it.
Next week, if J.K. Rowling wrote the Harry Potter books.
I think that was a awesome. Johnny Carson.
Yeah. What's going on the screen?
I don't know.
And Brian can't see.
Is there a screen?
I'm asking a blind guy to help me with something.
Let me
visually.
Into my eyes.
There, you got any questions?
No.
Into the mic. How about your friend?
Besides the why are you here? Why am I here?
I like binging Bob in because the fans hate him.
Yeah.
Really?
What?
It gives me some pleasure. It just when the people, but then the hate becomes like something. You know what I mean?
So here's the text I get.
You have a roommate.
Here's
where
the text I get from Kevin. Hey, you want to do this is last night. You want to do my show tomorrow? And I said, yes. What time? He says 2:00. I said, okay. Then his next text just said chili omelet, implying that he wanted me to have to take a shit halfway through the show.
Yeah. No, do the gag. Do your gag.
That's your signature bit.
Oh, he was.
That's why I brought. Well, I brought. Why I brought the coffee?
I had to walk out. Like at about
there
this
was 10 minutes
time
left.
Show,
I had to go poop.
And he had to take a dump. But you know how guys.
Apparently,
are.
It created great.
There, grab the mic. Someone grab the mic.
It was funny because Bob had to take a dump, and he was like, "I can't believe I had to take a dump. I only had a chili omelet and three cups of coffee at the diner a half an hour ago." I'm like, what?
But the fans hate him. But then after a while, they like. They enjoy hating him.
Well, thank you.
It's like Barry Ribs or Cassidy.
I'm working on my brand.
I think Bob is more likable than Barry.
Barry Ribs was good last time. He was at the anniversary show. They loved it.
Okay, all right.
Cool. It's a good. So I say something. Kevin yells at me. Yeah, sort of yin and yang.
So what do you guys have been doing since you've been here?
Bumping uglies.
No. They're just friends.
Well, we went and saw you.
Oh, yeah. Aaron Burr.
Where'd you see him?
We were
at the...
beside the cackling woman from Queens.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, she was good, right? Ugh. I had to go on last. That wasn't easy, but I killed, though, anyway.
Are you in a hotel or an Airbnb? Where are you guys staying?
Hotel.
Okay, cool. Do you come to New York often, or...
In the fall, I usually do, yeah, for a week.
She's a comedy fan.
Vancouver's way on the other side, right?
Yep. And then we went to the Cellar.
Okay.
When did you go to the Cellar?
Twice.
No, after Kevin's show, went to the Cellar.
Okay.
And we saw Louis.
Oh, yeah. What night was that?
Saturday.
Oh, he went on Saturday?
Okay. Yeah, 12:15.
Did he come on your
shoes? The late show. And then you see Liz. Say hi to Liz.
Bumped into her in the bathroom, as a matter of fact.
Ah.
Watch out.
Well, in that bathroom, it's hard not to bump.
Oh, the little one downstairs?
Oh, yeah.
Should say hi to her?
Oh, yeah.
You know who you were?
Yeah.
I took a poop in the women's bathroom there.
You did?
I did.
Why?
I really had to go, and the men's was full.
Christ.
Yeah, and so did women come in?
No, one lady did, but I was in the stall, and then I came out, and there was nobody in the little hallway, so I walked into the men's and pretended like I came out of there.
You doubled back out of the men's bathroom?
Yeah. Why would you go to the men's after the coast is clear? You're already...
Who are you faking out? Jesus?
I don't know. I just went, you know.
So you
thought I just immediately came out and went in the men's. You know, it's
to go wipe.
Literally right there. No,
and then
I came out like I came out from the men's in case.
Sure, I'm sure the word got out there was a man in there because I'm sure you don't take a lady like shit.
Yeah. I could have the lady could have recognized my shoes, but
how did Louis do?
He's all right. He's good.
And the crowd was happy to see him.
Yeah. Nobody walked, I don't think, that I saw.
He's back.
He's lost a lot of
weight. Last night, a couple people left. It seems like, from what I've heard, every time I've seen him, somebody's left. And then Steve told me that, like, one show, like, there's only been, like, one show where no one has left.
I didn't, well.
You guys should have just left because then you don't have to pay your bill.
Yeah. I'm offended, and I'll have some mozzarella sticks to go.
You guys have any of that cake left?
Yeah. Can I get the sangria and a to-go cup, please? Thank you. I'll get out of here.
Did you guys enjoy his act? I mean, did you think it was funny?
Yeah, I've seen him once before there. I think he's funny.
Yeah.
I think he got a bit of a raw deal for his fetish thing.
Yeah, he's a bit of a jerk off, though.
Ah! Did he come on your feet?
That's Brian's line. Yeah. No, but...
He always says hi to me.
He's a little boxed in because his bread and butter used to be, you know, doing like dark stuff and sex stuff. And then
it's still pretty dark.
No, but when he gets there, people don't really buy it because then it reminds them of like he's kind of like he has a little baggage with him. You know what I mean? But then the last, whatever. It's not my business. And he's doing better than me because they let him work there, even though he's a fucking.
He's not banned. No, he had women that
went. When is your band
sorry,
up?
Bobby, go ahead. I'm sorry, please.
I'm just saying, when is the band up?
I don't even know. I think soon, but I don't even know if I'm going to go back. I might hold out.
Wow.
Never go back.
This is a real, what do you call it when two people want a detente?
Detente. I might start Ubering.
This is your Jackie Marlin move.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey! Jackie Marlin's a fucking idiot. Hey! Easiest gig in show business. All you got to do is show up. A show that's never going to get canceled. All you got to do is
You're going to miss out on 30 bucks a set on the week.
All you got to do is show up and they pay you. What were they paying him? No, you know,
like
you know
700 grand.
You know what the thing is? He thinks that he's still going to sell the tickets. He thinks they love me. I'm still going to sell the tickets, but you ain't. He does like fucking nothing room.
The firehouse.
Restaurant.
That's how he talks.
It's Mooney McCarthy.
I'm on his email list.
You are?
I'll forward you the next one I get from him.
What's he saying? His jokes?
None of them are his jokes. They're all.
Oh, I know they're joke, but then
it's just the worst formatted email. It's like everything's highlighted.
You got to be able to plug yourself.
Joke line 976.
It looks like someone who is using some sort of email thing when email first came out.
Right.
Angel fire.
It's literally.
And it's like Artie always says, like 3 years ago he sold at Carnegie Hall in, you know, 3 minutes.
I saw Artie
now he's working like firehouses and Betty's Fireside.
I saw Artie at the Cellar a couple weeks ago.
How'd he look?
3 weeks ago.
Handsome guy.
Not good.
He's did you see him? Who else did you see down there?
They lit him at 5.
They did?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I heard one of the
I thought you were in the audience.
No, I was there. Oh. And when I heard one of the managers say, "Light him at 5."
Where was he? At the Cellar, or the Underground?
Yeah, no, it was the Cellar.
Yeah, he done. He it's a
after
shit.
Me.
He does the same shit every, and it doesn't work. Who else did you see? Who else was on the show?
Oh, the last couple nights, this has been everybody. I don't know.
Anybody stand out?
Rachel Feinstein.
Ah, Rachel. Yeah.
Just, 135 pounds. Just for your money back? We're offended. We're offended. This is not funny.
Norwegian kid?
Oh yeah. Daniel Simonsen?
Yeah.
Simonsen.
He's funny.
Yeah. Whatever. I get so sick. Even thinking about these people makes me sick to my stomach. I'm just following everybody, and the MCs suck. The MCs don't do any time in between. It's just a factory where they're like, do you like it? Do you like it? I don't know. Do you?
There's some good stuff happening up there. Come on. We have our guest from Canada coming to enjoy the comedy.
Who are you defending? The Cellar?
I'll be there Wednesday and Thursday this week.
Okay, Thanksgiving. Nobody else is there. Nobody else puts in. And
it's all right. Well, hey, that's how I got a spot. I know it. I'm one of the newer guys there, so I get the...
You'll probably be there.
When are you leaving?
Wednesday night's like a weekend.
What was that? Sorry.
Thanks, Bob. I'll be in Summers Point Wednesday night with Gino Bisconte, alcoholic Gino Bisconte, according to my son,
right.
And Aaron Berg, not an alcoholic.
Does he say, screw you, Gino?
Is he sober?
My son?
Oh, no, he's a drunk.
Obviously not.
Yeah, that little boy's a mean drunk.
Drinking fermented.
He's like, I'm glad you're blind. You know why? You know what? Let me finish. Because you're a fucking cunt, and everybody knows it.
I would love it if he talked like that.
Right.
I'd have to homeschool him.
Right, we got a phone call. I guess calling nobody. That's real weird.
All right, everybody.
Are we done?
We're almost done.
Wrapping it up?
All right. Go ahead, caller. We got any more callers? We got to clean up the fucking mess?
No. No callers.
We didn't say any bad words today.
There you go. Great. We got a thumbs up.
I don't even know what's going on my own show anymore because I can literally get into trouble. Shit I do here. And like Tommy at the Comedy Cellar said, like, I mean, at the comic strip said, like, you're getting in trouble for shit you're not even doing at the club. That's kind of fucked up, right?
Yes.
I'm not doing anything at the club.
Let's just leave it.
Like, I've been there years, and I've never fingered a waitress inappropriately. Like,
inappropriate.
I've never got drunk and walked out on my bill. Like, there's so many things I could have done.
You've always appropriately fingered anyone I've ever seen you finger. It's always been an invitation to fingering.
So, I mean, I've been there so long. So this, because somebody who's on SNL doesn't like me, she wants to get me punished.
John Lovitz?
Because she's her friend. Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Mashed potatoes or candied yams? Hello? Anybody?
Hello?
Hi, welcome to the show.
You guys can't find your phone?
No, I'm here, man. I'm sorry. I was just eating some ice cream.
Hey. Okay, buddy. What flavor?
What time is it, Ray? Who eats ice cream in a Monday afternoon?
It's clearly
a fat fuck.
People that got their life together, they're on the right track. They got brownies to go with it. So you're eating brownies and you're thinking, what do I got to go with that? Ice cream. If you have it. If you don't, you're fucked.
Oh, brownie Sunday. Now I'm starving.
He's the guy's.
I know.
Cooked.
That's what I'm saying.
The guy's actually making a good point.
Go on.
I'm sorry. Hey, Bobby, man, I got into an argument with you in San Antonio one day. By the way, tell Michael Suarez he's fat and he's forgettable. And there was a word that you said wasn't a word. And then when you went on stage, we looked it up behind the desk because the asshole that looked it up, he didn't spell it right. He was a faggot. And
yeah.
I was
going to
wait
here?
For you after your set to tell you that it was the right word, but I thought that would sound crazy. So I waited all these years to call up now because that seemed like less crazy.
What's the word?
Motherfucker, I don't remember. That's stupid. Come on. Bobby, work with me here, man. All
right. This is your life, Bob Biggerstaff. And now we're going to bring up your third grade teacher.
All right.
I got to ask you a question, Kevin.
Yeah.
When will the Jews give us a fucking break? Like, Sarah Silverman just got a star on the Walk of Fame, right? And somehow she had to turn it into a victim thing. She had to say, well, thank God it's not pinned to my chest. Like, really, Sarah? Really, Bill Maher? The Jews got it that hard in Hollywood? For real? Can you guys calm down for one day, please?
What'd she say?
I think she was saying like a Star of David on her chest.
Yeah, obviously. It was the hackiest shit ever. And it's like, you just got a star on Hollywood, and you got to turn it, and you're like, well, you know that the Trump, thank God since Trump's in office, like this douchebag that we elected that I don't have a star on my chest. It's like Trump loves the Jews, Sarah. Shut up. The third
his son-in-law is a Jew.
Well, that star weighs like 25
pounds.
Yeah,
no pounds. Shit. He's the head Jew. He's the number one Jew in charge, man. I'm just wondering, why do we got to pretend like the Jews ain't running shit, Kevin?
Because everyone's got to play the victim. Everybody plays the victim now. You got to be a fucking victim.
Can I get
Look
one?
At these lesbians playing a fucking lesbian card over here. I mean, it's like it never stops.
Can I get one quick thing in here? I feel like right now.
Why he's playing a bronze, the blind guy? I'm a blind guy. I can't see.
I feel like this is a watershed moment for this show.
Two Hispanics go on to the elevator. He doesn't miss anything,
hey,
but he's
Brian,
blind.
Save that for next week.
I feel like this is a watershed moment for the show because I feel like we're transitioning from racism to anti-Semitism. I think we're really
Why is it anti-Semitism? I'm saying good shit about the Jews. They're running shit. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, stop pretending like you're not. You know, like, you're winning. You don't got to keep on doing victory dances and shit. I
Especially
mean,
in
on,
California. California, they're definitely winning. In Hollywood, they're winning. In Los Angeles, they're winning. In Beverly Hills, they're winning. Where Sarah lives, West Hollywood, they're winning. So it's like, if you're a gay Jew in West Hollywood.
Why don't we get a wall? Why do the Jews get a wall? We don't get a wall. They have a nice wall. Why don't we get a dope wall?
You want a wailing wall? All right, let's get on it.
Are you going to pay for it?
GoFundMe.
That's what I thought. You motherfucker. Don't play me. I know how this works.
He's going to hang up. He's talking about wailing. Well, he's going to hang up and go back to his brownie and ice cream. This will do for now.
I love you guys.
Love you too, buddy.
Thanks, man.
The bomb. Kevin, Brennan, the sub loves you. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You're a fearless motherfucker, and I love what you fucking do, dude. Please
thanks, man.
Keep doing
Thank you.
Oh, it's Thanks so funny. He's like, he wants a wailing wall, but like, this ice cream is delicious, right. too.
He's going to wail on that ice cream.
I can't even say
this. This will pacify me for now.
I was going to say, what am I, chopped liver? But I don't think the Jewish thing would go over with
him. It's true, though. It's like, even when Sarah's getting a star, she's got to be like, oh, whoa, oy vey. What about this? It's like, shut up, get a fucking husband and get some kids and then have a fucking real life instead of being like, oh, I smoke pot and then I worry about everybody. Shut the fuck up. How are your horses doing?
They sound pretty
fucking cunt.
They sound pretty unstable to me.
It's a rough life.
Don't nag me.
All right, we got to wrap it up. Bob, you were Bob, you were about as good as you always are.
Thanks. I think I upped it a little bit.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Thank you.
You came out
Thank
a little
you,
amped up with your
Thanks.
Fucking
large coffee,
your fucking coffee
heroin in it
with your app.
That's a McDonald's. I didn't.
Oh, I stand corrected. Shout out to McDonald's.
I have the McDonald's app too, but that's another story.
I'd like to see your phone. It's all food apps.
Yeah.
You have an extra Chipotle app.
So you have seen my phone. God damn it, I have that one too.
This guy's a fat fuck. He's all apped up.
You have an extra iPhone for more apps. You have like just a phone dedicated to food apps.
Yeah, like a guy who has like a phone just for his hookers, like Uber, George Lopez. Yeah.
This is my burner.
I have a burner food phone.
Burner food app phone. Exactly.
Right. All right.
For like Hardee's and Carl's Jr., all these.
Shout out to all the callers. We're doing another show on Wednesday. Shout out to you, Fink. Shout out to the booth. Shout out to Compound Media. Anthony Cumia, buy his book. Is it out yet?
Yeah, pre-order tomorrow. On Amazon.
Tomorrow.
You know the book's going to be hilarious. And then shout out to the Lesbians on the Couch. That sounds like a nice porno.
One
Lesbians on the Couch.
What's the name of your next album?
And a shout out to Bob Biggerstaff and Blind Brian McCarthy.
Be at the Comedy Cellar Thursday night.
Yeah, Wednesday will be at the Summers Point, New Jersey, South Jersey on the shore. Don't miss it. Me, Aaron, and Gino. 7 o'clock show. Josie Kelly's. Go to their fucking Facebook because they don't have a Twitter because it's free, but they still won't do it. Because people are like, we don't trust Twitter.
I changed my Twitter and somebody took @ChiliTime and they keep posting like racist stuff.
They do?
Yeah, from your show. Like it's somebody to do with your show or somebody that listens
Good
to the
for
show.
Them.
I can't believe it.
I changed my Twitter to @Bob_Biggerstaff.
Chad Zumok actually trolling Dr. Steve and the fans got so mad that they started calling places that Chad was booked and try to get him banned.
Oh, jeez.
Well, so he's like, I got to stop. He learned his lesson. But I think they called the Columbus Funny Bone. They're like, this guy fucks boys. Something.
Wow.
Something.
You can blame him.
Yeah, but you leave Dr. Steve alone. He's a fucking good guy.
Yeah, he
he's a real doctor. He can really help you out.
You know, he gives everyone medical advice. And remember, it's BrianPatrickMcCarthy.com.
Are you plugging the site for a Cypher Silent show for next year?
No, not yet.
Are you doing it again next year?
In October.
No, but I'm saying, don't you plug it for about a year and then you sell 150 tickets?
ComicBob.com.
Kevin Brennan, comedian.com. Everything's there at my website, Kevin Brennan, comedian. Shout out to Bruce, who does a great job. Doesn't Bruce do a good job?
Bruce is awesome.
All right, thanks, everybody. Thanks very much, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Black Friday.
Race war.
I got blisters on my feet.